This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And yes, it's the season. What season? Crawdad season. No matter what you call them. Mud puppies, crawdads, crawfish, crayfish. They're about the same thing everywhere you go. Little teeny mini lobsters that live in fresh water. And my favorite market that stocks them live here in Tucson has had them in stock now for about 3.5 weeks. And so it's time to have another boil. Oh, with apologies to my vegetarian and vegan friends. But man, I sure do like my crawfish, whether it's etouffee or just piled out in the bowl, steaming hot, ready to eat. And they're easy to come by here in Arizona and throughout much of the Mountain West. There's hardly a lake in Arizona from Lake Powell to Parker Canyon that doesn't have crawfish in it. And they are easy to fish for. All you really need is a nice plastic bucket. Oh, it can be a metal bucket, of course. A net on the end of a stick. And a piece of string that you can tie an old nasty chicken leg to or something similar. A fish head will work if you've been out fishing. I find it's easiest at night. And if you use a headlamp with a red light, you're in really good shape. So, toss that bait in on the string about 2 or 3 feet off from shore. Rocky areas are best, places where they have little ledges of rock to get under and hide in the daytime. Just sandy areas don't work so good. You want a rocky place. And I generally would run to 5 or 6 lines, toss them out there. By the time you get the 6th one in, it's time to go back to the 1st one and see what's shaking. Very gently, scoop your net underneath. Sometimes you get 2 or 3 at a whack. Put them in that bucket with some water and get ready to do some fine Cajun cooking. You drop them in a pot of boiling water. Crawfish. Crawdads, crayfish, whatever you want to call them, they're there. Now, I suggest wherever you are in the Mountain West, you check the local fishing regulations to make sure what's legit and what isn't. Also, you may want to check on the condition of the lake that you're fishing in. If it's one of those lakes that has a high mercury from nearby mining leftovers, you may want to pick a different lake to eat out of. So looking forward to seeing you with that spices in the pot getting ready to cook. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Everline.